there's always a chance, an outside chance.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying I don't have cans.
Oh, you don't have cans.
Headphones, man.
Gotcha.
Headphones, baby.
Hey, welcome to the 7 Second Delay.
This is my makeup show. I feel,
don't hold the headphones right up to the microphone.
I feel very, very guilty.
Oh, what about, Andy?
About my performance last week on the show.
Yeah.
I not only called it in, I was distracted.
You didn't even call it in. You couldn't even get on.
Yeah, I had internet problems and I had other things going on. I was trying to send a document at the same time and had trouble doing that.
No, a lot of people noticed. I got a lot of complaints.
Yeah, well, I'm here to apologize. I was unprofessional.
The audience numbers were way down last week.
If it means anything, I learned from it.
What did you learn?
I learned that if, even though I'm not getting paid here, even though it's a volunteer position, if I take that position, if I accept that position, uh-huh. I have a responsibility. It's an implied contract, not only to you, but to the audience, to my listeners at home. And I'm responsible for them, and I feel like I broke that contract. You know, every time we do a show, Ken, it's something we should take very seriously.
What are you up to with this?
My angle?
Yeah, what's your angle here? You're saying all the right things.
Maybe I've done a lot of thinking. Maybe I've done a lot of evolving in the last week. Isn't that possible? Isn't that possible?
No, that's not possible. My takeaway from last week's show is that you should never, ever try to Skype it in from your Manhattan apartment again.
You know what? You've given us a lot to think about here, Ken.
Yeah. Because generally, when you've Skyped it in, things have gone okay.
That's, well, it wasn't. I don't know if the problem. Well, I guess
it was your internet. Your internet went out.
That's true. But I also had a 6 p.m. deadline, and then I was missing that deadline, and you would not push the show back.
No,
you were quite inflexible.
Yeah, couldn't do that.
So I was trying to do. I was trying to multitask.
I see. What was the deadline for?
It was for a pilot script at CBS that I now believe has failed.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it's not working. Well, I haven't heard since 6 p.m. a week ago. It's been radio silence. So, you know, when you're at FMU, radio silence is construed as a good thing. It's a positive. But in the real world out there, radio silence is considered a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny that way. That's why FMU is so funny. It's like Bizarro World.
And is it because you handed the script in late?
No. I was trying to think, of course, my first reaction was, is there a way I can blame Ken Friedman? But there's not. It's all on me. I haven't heard definitively yet, but you know, the cat's on the roof. You know that joke, the cat's on the roof?
I don't know that
joke. You don't know the cat's on Irwin? Do you know that joke? Oh, come on.
Don't know it.
Well, our listeners at home know it. Everyone but you knows it.
Come on, go ahead and tell it.
I know it's a long joke. Everyone knows the cat's on the roof. And that's my situation.
There's no cats on the roof joke.
It's not only is there a cats on the roof joke, it's so common that 98% of our listeners are nodding their head and are hoping I don't tell the joke.
Yeah, it's not true. There's no cats on the roof.
All right, there are two brothers, right? One brother has a cat. He loves a cat.
Okay.
But he wants to go to Europe. So he says to his other brother, listen, I'm going to go to Europe. Take good care of my cat. I'm trusting you to take care of my cat. Brother goes to Europe. He's bouncing around Europe. He calls home. He says, hey, how's my cat? The first brother says, your cat's dead. The guy in Europe is traumatized. He's stunned. He can't. His head explodes. He goes wandering aimlessly around Europe for months, right? He's grieving.
Because of his dead cat.
He calls back home. He says, listen, you can't just say out of the blue, your cat's dead. You have to do it gradually. You have to give me time to adjust myself. For example, you should have said when I called, the cat's on the roof. And then the next time I called, you should have said, the cat has pneumonia from being stuck on the roof. And then the third time, then you could say, your cat didn't make it. You should have done it gradually. And the first brother says, I'm very sorry, you're absolutely right, and I apologize. And the brother in Europe says, it's okay, I forgive you. By the way, how's mom? Mom's on the roof. Thank you. There, you made me say it. So you're asking how my CBS project is? The cat's on the roof.
Gotcha.
Now you have that reference?
Now I believe that there's a...
Now how do we get that 4 minutes back?
We can't.
God!
I'm sorry.
Ken!
We just can't.
Ken! Ken!
Look, I don't believe you anymore ever since the clown stewardesses.
Remember I would make up a story like there's a joke where the punchline is the cat's on the roof? You think I'd make that up? I would go out of my way to make that up?
Yeah.
Why would I make that up? If I say there's a clown stewardesses, I get some satisfaction. I had you believing a semi-plausible, idiotic story. But this makes no sense. You believing it or not gives no satisfaction to me.
Well, it's a way of...
Ken.
Camouflaging your lack of zingers.
You just don't get it. Man, that guy this morning was right. I said, hey, how was Ken? Hey,
guy?
I didn't hear. The guy, I talked to the guy. He heard your show. I said, hey, how was Ken's morning show? The guy said, Ken just doesn't get it. So now I understand what he meant.
Who said that?
The guy on the street. When you say the word on the street, it's that guy.
I know who said that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Ken doesn't get it.
No, I know what that guy's problem is.
Yeah, too. You don't get it.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's not the problem. He's got an axe to grind with me. All right, we're here to do 7 Second
That's
Delay's
true.
Greatest
it's
Hits.
It's so funny you said that. He has a knife and axe sharpening business.
Yes, he does.
So he literally, I think he has to return your axe. He did mention that. He has to sharpen and then return your axe.
A double-bladed axe?
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah, I know you have a big staff meeting coming up. It's hard for you to conduct those without your axe.
Well, no more single-bladed axes for me.
I know. The staff just doesn't respect you with just a single-bladed axe or some kind of switchblade or knife. You gotta come.
Yeah, no, you have to be able to get them forward and back.
I know it's a listener sponsored freeform station. I know what those staff meetings are like. Hey, we got a big marathon coming up.
Yes, we do.
You excited about the premiums?
I am. Can't wait to smoke one of the 7 Second Delay cigarettes.
Yeah,
Fatal Flaws. We're calling them.
Yeah, 7 Second Delay. Yeah, a pack of Fatal Flaws.
Fatal Flaws.
Real cigarettes. Yeah, they are 97% cancer-free.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the 90s.
No, that's up. That's up from where it used to be.
Yeah, we added a filter. We scotch taped a filter onto everyone.
Which means we can now sell them to kids 14 and up.
14 and up. If you're below 14, you must have adult supervision. We're not crazy.
Oh, they can still smoke them.
It's a perfect starter kit. If you've been thinking about smoking, getting into the cigarette thing, try some Ken and Andy's Fatal Flaws, a pack of Fatal Flaws, real cigarettes.
I'm sorry to say they are real cigarettes.
They're real cigarettes, yeah.
Yes, they are real. Are you going to smoke one?
Yeah, I'll smoke one. Wait, are we allowed to smoke one in here?
No.
They're 97% cancer-free.
Yeah, it's okay. We can go outside and smoke them.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Hey, we can invite listeners to go outside. Oh, hey, I thought of a great gift, a great premium that we could offer listeners. Maybe people that are pledged the most, or maybe if they pledge over a certain amount, they can be in a pool, and then we'd pick their name.
Uh-huh.
One listener, I can't do more than one because of the size of the plot, but one listener, I could arrange for one listener to be buried with me and my wife. We have a burial plot, and there's a space next to us.
Really? You've already arranged for a third space?
Yeah.
You've purchased a third space.
There's a space, enough space for a listener. And yes, I know
so
you're
thinking. Oh, so it's not a full burial plot.
No, you'd get it. No, you'd have a plot. And I know what you're thinking. I'm way ahead of you. We can specify face up. I know a lot of people worry about that. You would be buried face up.
Worry about what?
You have to specify face up.
Sorry. About being buried face down?
Aren't you worried about that? That's my nightmare.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why. I worry about that all the time.
About being buried face down.
I'm going to have a big sign. I'm going to have a big tattoo on my chest.
Now where,
face up, please. This side up.
Well, then they won't bury you in it. Well, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery anyway. Because you have that Bloods logo on your ankle.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So I'll be buried. Maybe I'll be buried with Michelle's new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Big tattoo.
Yep. So where is your burial plot?
Well, we picked one out. It's in, I think it's in Morristown.
Mm-hmm.
But come and join us. Join me for all eternity. If you've enjoyed me for an hour on Wednesdays, you'll love me for all eternity. How much fun would that be?
If you have an extra plot,
yeah.
Why can't I have it?
Well, you'd want to be, aren't you going to be with your wife, your beloved wife?
Yeah, well, we could both be buried there. It could be like a double date burial.
You'd have to kind of squinch in together.
It's not really a full burial plot, is it?
It's a space. We have enough for three, and me and Beth, and then there'd be a third. I guess you can double up.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can tell.
Well, you can go one on top of the other, both face up.
I don't think you can tell the cemetery we bought one plot, but we want to put two bodies in it. I don't think it works like that.
Aren't they running out of space? I think they are doing
that. They are running out of space.
I think they are doing that.
They're layering them.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm... Well, layering means one on top of the other, right?
Yeah. So can I be on top of you?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust you behind me.
We're both face up.
Yeah. That would be great. That would be great. That would be hysterical. Then it would save people a lot of time because people want to, you know, visit our tombstones. They wouldn't have to go from cemetery to cemetery. Who would get top billing?
Oh, you.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
I worked so hard for that.
Yeah.
Worked my whole career for that.
I mean, you'd have top billing on the tombstone.
And then, yeah. Or we could do it like they do in movies when there are two stars. I could be billed to the left, but you could be billed a little higher than me. You know how they do that in Hollywood?
Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
Oh, no, that's how they compromise. If there are two stars and they can't agree on top billing, they're next to each other. One star is to the left, that is first, and the other star is a little higher.
A tiny, teeny bit higher.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
You see that quite a bit.
Huh.
We could do that on our tombstone.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
You think anyone would visit us?
Yeah.
Great show, Irwin.
So are you saying yes? Are you saying okay?
That you and me and Hank and
yeah,
Beth?
The four of us.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We've had fun. We go to comedy clubs together.
Yep.
That's fun. Think how much fun we'd have.
Yeah, it's fun for a couple of hours. So we're broadcasting live from Monty Hall.
I think underneath my name it will say, don't pee on me. And under Beth it would say, don't pee on me. And under your name it would say, pee away.
Where is that, on the tombstone?
Yeah. Go nuts.
But if I'm on top of you.
Oh, yeah.
Then
oh, yeah.
It's gonna,
okay, it's not a perfect system.
Yeah,
let me think. I'm improvising.
It's going to leak onto
shut
you.
Shut up. I'm figuring this out. Okay. Well, we have a great show. We have a good show.
Yeah. We're doing 7 Second Delay's greatest hits.
Yeah, tonight. You can request an exchange, or if you remember some funny routine Ken and I did, some conversation we had, some snippets, some clips, maybe some foreplay, right? Something we've discussed that you've enjoyed and you'd like us to recreate it. So imagine we're like a band. Imagine we're the Eagles and you're screaming out Desperado.
Right. We just want you to call up. We want you to call in at 201-209-9368. And just shout out your request, and we'll give it a couple of minutes.
Yeah. It's our greatest hits. A lot of radio personalities, they don't do this.
They don't have the courtesy. Really can't believe we never did this before.
Yeah, it seems so stupid.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd have done it.
Right. I mean, we did a whole hour of heads or tails. Oh, Andy, I think we have our first request. If you're in the audience, just shout out. Shout out whatever it is you
hey,
would
what
like
would you
to
like
hear.
To hear? Anything you'd like to hear, we can do it all. If we remember it, am I right, Ken?
Yep.
We don't remember all our hits. What would you like to hear? Hello?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't prompted. That would be the radio stunt. Tollbooth guest list.
Yeah, the Tollbooth guest list. Great.
Tollbooth guest list.
Tollbooth got the 201-209-9368. Give us a call. So we're going to try to recreate the Tollbooth guest list. Now, that's a little challenging because that involved phone calls, right, Ken?
And I don't even remember what he's talking about.
I do. I remember it. It was, oh, my God, this goes back 26, 27 years maybe.
I remember when we pranked the Tollbooth collectors.
That's exactly what he...
Yeah.
Wait, the Tollbooth guest list? Is that the same thing?
I don't know. But we pranked Tollbooth collectors. We told them, we asked everybody who was going by... The toll booth to the right by a certain exit,
We said if you're on the New Jersey Turnpike and you're heading south and you're approaching exit 14, go to the last toll booth on the right and tell them you saw a flying saucer. Remember that was what we did?
Yeah, so the idea was we had a whole bunch of people.
Multiple listeners.
Multiple people going through telling the same toll booth collector.
Right, exactly. And they weren't behind each other. They were like a minute between each other. So the toll booth guy wouldn't suspect. They couldn't imagine it was coordinated, right?
Right.
It's not like a caravan
of
cars.
Oh, man, that was so much fun.
That was great. And I believe, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And I believe you could hear that. Do you remember Gadfly Records?
Yes, that was on Death Defying Radio Stunts.
Death Defying Radio Stunts. Hey, record company. Let me tell you how desperate this record company was. They were up in Vermont. It's a nice guy.
Mitch Cantor.
Mitch Cantor, an old friend of mine. I think you knew him as well.
Old friend of mine, too.
And but let me tell you how desperate his radio, his little record company was. He released a few old shows of ours.
Well, he put out both your music CDs.
Yeah, I ran out of songs after one and a half. I think anyone would, if I'm being honest, after one and a half CDs, I was out of material. So he called and said, "Do you have anything else?" And I said, "I'll just release some radio shows." And I believe that was one of them.
Yep.
Now, how do you do applause here?
Cheering.
Yeah.
And then there's audience laughter.
Yeah. Do that. Here. Can you do multiple? Can you do it simultaneous?
Yeah.
Do them. Keep doing them. I love that.
Oh, no, there's some booing in there as well.
Well, that makes it realistic. So that's 201-209-9368. We're playing all your hits. Thank you for that request. We hope you enjoyed it.
Go ahead. Wait, you in the back just...
There is booing. Did you do the booing?
Well, they're booing, Andy. They're just booing.
This is how bad we are, Ken. A sound effects app that says clapping and cheering will boo us.
If we're not good.
Man, that's a good app. That's a sophisticated app.
You in the back, go ahead, just shout out your request.
What would you like to hear?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what would you like to hear tonight?
Wait, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
It's Beth.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Beth.
Hey.
See, isn't that sad? I have to fill the crowd with friends and family.
Oh, from 2003.
Yeah.
Please bring back, but this is for the end of the show. Put your shoes on, Landau. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, that's right. That's my darling.
You got to do that at the end of the show.
Well, I'll do it. I'll explain it now. I hope I remember at the end
of the
show.
Can you remember? That's 39 minutes from now.
Will you remind me?
Okay.
No? Okay.
I'll remind you.
When I was dating Beth, I would do the show here and then head into New York to pick her up and... I would end the show. Yeah, I would end the show more than a few times. I ended with "Put your shoes on, Landau. I'm on my way." And I was about 20 minutes from your door, right, honey?
Right. It was very sweet.
And then I'd pick you up, and then spend the first few minutes apologizing for something I said on the air, as I recall.
And why did you stop that little sign off?
Yeah.
Well, I tricked her into marrying me.
I see. I got you.
And then I don't have to be charming at all anymore.
You don't have to do that anymore.
No, pressure's off. Yeah. The show's over, basically.
But you'll do it tonight, then.
I'll do it tonight for you, darling.
Yeah.
I'll remind him, Beth.
Okay. All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Okay. Wait, how do I do applause?
You hit the button that's marked applause. But...
Uh-oh. Now you're in trouble. You know why?
Why?
I figured out how the buttons work.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take control of the buttons here. Just shout out your request.
Hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Anybody have any requests?
Hey, you guys are really in trouble because Big Danger is on the phone.
Hey, we're in the danger zone, Ken.
We're in the danger zone. Danger, just shout out your request.
Wait,
what would you like
wait,
to hear?
We have to, wait, we're hey, in the yo, danger zone. Hold on.
I want to hear...
No, no, we need applause for that.
Oh, it's the Andy. You
where's
don't.
My crowd?
Where's the crowd?
We don't want the applause every 2 seconds.
But for Nick Danger, we do. Or that's...
Yeah, give me some love, yo, Andy. You really phoned it in last week.
Oh, now he's doing jokes.
Yeah,
he's doing jokes. Wait, hey Nick, let me hit pause for a second because we desperately want someone else to call 201-209-9368.
Well, Danger, you got to yell out your request.
I have got to hear Jungle Love by Steve Miller Band.
No, no, no. Or a request for Ken and Andy. Ken and Andy's greatest hits.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't do Steve.
We don't play Steve Miller.
We don't cover them. And by the way, Steve Miller has never covered us.
Well, he did Railroad Bill.
I called you guys about 5 years ago during the Big Shakedown. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, the Big Shakedown.
I don't know what that means.
I remember. I don't know what he's talking about.
There were some incredible pre-danger bits during that segment.
The pre-danger bits. Yeah, I don't know how we got along without you, Nick Danger. We just limped along till you showed up.
Yeah, I'm here, and you guys are booming.
Danger, you're not making a Ken and Andy request. You're off topic.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. Whatever you want to do, I fully.
Yeah, play whatever you want. Shout that out. Shout out that Danger. Play whatever you want.
Love you guys.
Play whatever you want.
Oh, man, I think that was Danger's worst call yet.
We've got to get more regular callers. We used to have a whole slew of them.
Yeah, we did. Mick from Lodi, Arnon.
What happened to them? Are they in jail? Where'd they all go?
Mostly in jail.
Do we have any listeners in jail, do you think?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We hear from listeners in Otisville Federal Correction Facility up there in Otisville, New York.
We should do a whole show just for them.
We should.
Yeah.
I believe we have some listeners in Sing Sing.
Yeah.
In Ossining.
Yeah.
We have listeners in Rahway State Prison. We should do a show for them.
What would that be? Just Johnny Cash?
No, it would be their relatives calling up to talk to them.
Oh,
that's what prison shows are.
Or we could play songs about things they miss. Like we could play Blue Skies by the Allman Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Give Me Some Lovin'. That's probably a song they'd want to hear.
It sounds kind of cruel, reminding them of how great life is on the outside.
Well, give them something to look forward to.
Hey, we got some people to shout out requests.
They might have forgotten what color the sky is. We're going to play the Allman Brothers. This will jar your memory.
Hey, welcome to the air. Just shout out your request.
What would you like to hear?
I wanted to request to hear about the time you guys got something in the Metropolitan Diary and almost got Andrea.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That was when Ange was working with the show. What was it? We decided that the Metropolitan Diary in the New York Times was the worst column ever anywhere in any newspaper.
Right.
So we decided to plant a fake item in it.
We decided to crack their formula.
That's right. So we did a whole show concocting the perfect Metropolitan Diary item.
Yeah, right. And their little vignettes that people wrote about their experiences around New York, and they're just so lame. And we couldn't submit it. Why not?
Because
we have careers.
Right.
And we have something to lose. So we got our...
So you put Ange up to
it. We got our college-age intern, Andrea, to submit it under her name. And there was some fallout. And actually, you can Google it. It actually made the press because the Times got wind. The Times printed it. There might have even been an illustration or something.
I don't think there is an illustration, but they did print this totally fake item after fact-checking it.
Right. They asked.
Their fact-checking basically amounted to calling up Andrea and asking her if it was true.
Right. And then
she said, of course, yes, it's true.
Because it was so lame, who would make it up?
Right.
And then once they realized it was made up, the New York Times editor or the Metropolitan, the editor of the Metropolitan section, called her college.
Right.
And they scared her to death. They threatened to take away her scholarship.
Yeah, they threatened to make sure she never got a Fulbright scholarship, and they called us young trendies.
They did.
Do you remember that? Yeah, they were.
That's the highest praise a DJ can ever get.
His dismissive term for us was young trendies, and he called up the president of the college to try to like have her kicked out of school.
Well, you know, it's the newspaper of record. Kay?
Yes, that was our Metropolitan Diary prank.
Okay. Cheers. Yeah, applause.
Working on it.
More. Oh, for the love of crack.
Thank you very much. Anybody else who has a request, just shout it out.
201-209-9368. We're doing our greatest hits. We're
just
playing all
ahead.
Our greatest hits. Hey, what would you like to hear?
Is this a request line for you guys to talk about something for 4 minutes?
Yes.
We'll
also do that. Just don't try to stump us. We don't know anything about medieval German literature.
Oh, okay. I got something to stump you. All right. I make neon lights for a living. I want to know what your thoughts are on that.
Neon lights,
On neon lights in general. They're all handmade.
Yeah. Neon lights, I love them. How do you feel about them, Andy?
Well, if this guy really does neon lights by hand, we have a shot, if we can nurture this relationship, of getting our names up in lights, which has been, I know, one of our goals for
years.
I
would love to have a WFMU neon light.
Would you?
Up in the window. Yeah,
where would you put it?
I'd put it right in the window of Monty Hall.
Would you?
Love neon lights. We have a giant X in the window right now that's lit up by Christmas lights. But that would be so cool to have a giant X and a WFMU in neon.
Well, I happen to know a guy. He happens to be on the line right now.
I believe I hung up on that guy.
Well played, Ken. Well played. The first guy that called with something practical and valuable to offer.
Thank you, Neon Light Guy.
201-209-9368. Maybe he'll call back and offer his services.
Just go ahead and shout out your request.
Wait. That's a great show. Why don't we do that someday? We'll have people call and to tell us what they could do for us.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
It's long overdue, am I right?
Yeah.
Don't ask what we can do for you. Ask what you can do for this radio station.
Neon Light Guy, the WFMU can be real small, too. Don't feel like it has to be giant.
What can you do for us? We'll do that next week.
Just go ahead and shout out your request.
Okay, this is what I got. I remember phone battle.
Oh, you're breaking up bad.
Phone battle, where people called up to battle each other over the phone.
They would bat. Oh, yes. I remember this. Yes, we got it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we need some applause. I remember this, and I'll remind you, Ken.
I don't remember it, Andy.
It's almost miraculous I'm remembering something that you don't. It was actually a great show. We had people that called, strangers called on separate phone lines. They each knew a little bit about fighting, right?
Uh-huh.
And they would describe the moves that they would be making. We had them fighting each other by phone. One guy would say, I'd come at you with a knife with my right hand. And then the other caller would say, I would block that right hand, and twirl around and trip you with my foot. And then the first guy would say, I would do a somersault and recover from the tripping.
Oh, yeah, now I remember
come at
that.
You. It was we actually staged mock battles.
Fantasy fighting.
How many years ago was this?
I don't know. I barely remember that.
How do I remember this?
I don't know.
You know what? You might. It's. I think I might win the dementia race. Ken and I have a little side bet. Who's going to get dementia first? Do you remember Craig Kinnear? Greg Kinnear. Oh my God.
Greg Kinnear. Yeah.
Greg. Oh no, it's Craig. Oh my God. Wait, is it Craig? No, it's Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear
and Craig Kilburn.
Right.
If you can remember the difference between those two, you don't have dementia.
I think all you said is that you just have to remember Greg Kinnear.
That's the basic step. Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear.
Remember who he is and remember his name.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something like that of the FMU staff. When I send out emails and they want to know it's really me,
yeah,
I have to mention a musical artist to prove that it's me.
Okay. What's the artist?
Bingo Gazingo.
Fantastic.
So at the end of my emails, to prove it's really me, I say Bingo Gazingo.
So they know to ignore that email.
Right.
Otherwise, they might take it seriously.
Exactly.
They know that it's a guy that is toothless and powerless.
Hey, how you doing? Just shout out your request.
What
Go
can
ahead.
We do for you? What would you like to hear?
I wanted to hear you guys talk about the movie Tron.
Can do.
Tron.
Will do.
Okay.
Can do. 201-209-9368.
Never saw Tron. Have you seen it, Andy?
Well, I believe you could talk about either Tron. There are two Trons.
Two Trons. Wow.
The first Tron was one of the first movies that used computer animation.
Yeah.
With live action.
Real two-dimensional is what I remember.
Well, no,
thinking
it looked
about.
Well, at the time, it looked pretty good. It was live action. It was interacting with computers. The plot was, I believe, a guy was lost in an early version of some video game. And then, of course, 10 years ago, I believe, or so, they updated it. It probably was looked a
was
lot better.
Was this like Max Headroom era? Mid-'80s, late-'80s?
It could be. It's early video, or when the video game fad was first spiking.
When Neil Young put out the Trans album.
Yeah, we'll just, yeah, that's our timeline, Neil Young albums, yeah. I know, yeah. But you've never seen the movie Tron, huh?
Never saw it, but you did a good job talking about it.
Well, you should treat yourself and treat your family. Go see Tron.
Will do.
Make
that's
it a,
our,
make
that's
it a
our
double
bit
feature.
On Tron. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Boy, it also reminds me how long Jeff Bridges has been in our lives. He's been a star forever.
He was in Tron?
I believe he was.
No, he wasn't.
I'll bet you a nickel.
You're making it up.
How about this? If I'm right, I get to be buried on top of you. And if you're right, you get to be buried on top of
okay.
me. Okay. Okay, it's a deal.
Now, what do you mean by Jeff Bridges in it? It was an animated movie.
No. It was live action, but he was in a computer. It was live action with computer background and graphics.
Oh.
It was one of the first movies to do that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was the first CGI kind of movie.
Gotcha. Hi, you're on the air. Just shout out your
What
request.
Would you like to hear? We'll Hi. Talk about anything. We'll
I'm
do your greatest hits.
What's that?
Let's see. My favorite thing was when I want Andy to recount his story of when he got trapped on an escalator.
Okay, the getting trapped on the escalator story.
Well, trapped on an escalator, that's actually a joke. It's about a man. I'm a little embarrassed to tell this joke because the man who was trapped on an escalator, at least the version I heard, that man was born and raised, I'm almost embarrassed to say it, in Warsaw. This is killing me because I know it just plays into the old stereotype about Polish people being stupid. But this guy happened to be, I'm just so embarrassed, but I'm not going to lie to you. He was from Warsaw. He
you're
was born and raised in Warsaw. And then he was on an escalator. The escalator broke down, and he was trapped there for 4.5 hours.
You're remembering the wrong thing. You and I were trapped on an escalator.
Oh, we were.
In between floors. Remember, we went on the escalator. We did a show where we wanted to break the FMU escalator. So we piled the
No, you're talking about an elevator or escalator?
Oh, the escalator.
He
right.
was asking about an escalator. Maybe he misspoke.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we
you're
did
right.
We did an elevator show.
You're right.
So you're confusing elevator and escalator now. You're
well,
not
Nick,
remembering
Nick,
shows that I'm remembering.
Nick the Bard.
You're gone, baby, gone.
Nick the Bard told
us. What's that substance you do every morning? I forget the name of it.
Oh, it's called marijuana.
Yeah. Andy. Anyway, I'll explain to my marijuana-addled friend. An escalator is like a moving stairway, and an elevator is something completely different.
And Nick the Bard was the one who told the hilarious story about getting his feet stuck in the escalator.
Oh, that wasn't
yes.
us?
Yeah. He did that from the stage of the UCB Theater. And can we have a moment of silence for Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas
has just passed away.
Oh, baby. Wait, he was over 100, wasn't he?
103. People are, that's them booing the news.
Well, they weren't fans of Ace in the Hole.
Kirk Douglas is no more.
Hey, so I'll always remember where I was.
Boo all you want, but that's the news. Don't blame the messenger, folks.
I'll always remember where I was when I heard that Kirk Douglas had died.
Where?
I was sitting here with you.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Hi, you're on the air. Just go ahead and shout out your request. Hi.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey,
and,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm actually a new father on paternity leave, and I'd like to hear what you guys, your best and worst experiences being a father is.
Okay, hey, first all off, right. Mazel Great. Tov, is it a boy or a girl?
He's a boy. His name is Oliver. He was 4 months old 2 days ago.
4 months old? Is it too late, 4 months old? Is it too late to change his name? That's his name, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's his name. Oliver. Okay, that's fine. That's a fine name then.
Why, what's wrong with the name Oliver?
No, nothing. I love that name.
Yeah.
You can't change it.
Doesn't sound like you love it.
Well, you might as well just learn to love it.
Yeah.
Now that it's his name.
Okay, we're going to do a couple of minutes on best and worst of parenting.
Okay, well, he's 4 months old. I will say this. It's not too late. You can still mold his head. His head is soft. You can still mold his head into almost any shape you want, almost like it's Play-Doh.
Right, there's the fontanelle. You got the fontanelle at the top of the head.
But there's a clock ticking. You only have a few weeks left, I'd say.
That's where the skull hasn't quite completed itself. So
may I recommend a duck. Making a little duck out of the top of his head.
A duck?
He could be used as a duck decoy when you go hunting. It would make him tough, like a boy named Sue. He'd have to learn to defend himself. I would mold his head into the shape of a duck.
I would suggest that you use a vice and you try to give him a pointy head before the fontanelle completely closes up. Because if he has a pointy head, then he can claim that he is vaginally born. Whereas somebody with a perfectly round head is probably cesarean born.
But I will say this, if your head is shaped like a duck, the question will never come up. If you want to avoid that question, I suggest the duck-shaped head. Thank you very much.
Good zinger on the duck at the end there. That was well done.
Yeah, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the 7-second delay all request hour. Just give us a call at 201-209-9368. Just go ahead and shout out your request.
Yeah, it's the joke translation one.
Ah, the joke translation show.
Now, that one I don't recall.
That was,
it was wonderful.
I'm not sure I remember that one. I do remember we took a personal ad, and this was a two-part show in the 90s, where we took an S&M personal ad.
We did?
Yeah.
In the Village Voice?
From the back page of the Village Voice. And we hired AT&T translators to translate it first from English to Spanish. Then we hired another translator to take it from Spanish to German, then German to French.
No, I think we did that with a joke. I think this caller is remembering doing that with a joke.
I remember doing it with the BDSM ad.
Well, why would we do it with an ad like that? It doesn't make sense.
We definitely did that.
I don't think you're remembering anything tonight. I think you're...
No, we
I
did.
I think I'm losing you.
No, we
this
did.
This is breaking my heart.
No, we did.
You know, I visit my mother now. She doesn't know who I am. I think you're 2 years away from that.
Well, there's a good reason why your mom doesn't know who you are.
She's bluffing?
Yeah.
Because she owes me $300?
Yeah.
She's pretending?
Among other reasons.
She's pretending?
This whole Alzheimer's shtick.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's overplaying her hand myself.
Just pay me back, Mom. You don't have to go through all this.
Good Alzheimer's joke. All right. Thank you very much. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
We're taking your requests. We're going to do all your greatest hits.
We're doing Ken and Andy's greatest hits tonight. It's an all-request 7-second delay hour. You're on the air. Just go ahead and shout out your request.
What would you like to hear?
I was hoping you guys could pass for a couple minutes and not use those letters.
What's that?
And not use
I was hoping you guys could chat and not use the letter E.
Not use the letter E. Okay.
Oh, now we actually did that.
You got it.
We did that years ago. We tried.
We tried to do a show without using the letter E.
Okay, let's see how far we can get.
Ready? We did not make it very far.
Wait, hold on. You didn't even make it to the first word there.
Ready to go? 3, 2, 1. Hi, Andy.
Hi, you. Man.
What's up?
What's up, you man?
Nothing.
What's up, nothing, you man?
How about you?
How about you? What's up? Nothing, you man. I'm doing this like the game Simon.
I don't understand.
Wow. You good at this?
I am good at this. All right. Wow. That's our E-list show.
That was dedicated to our listeners that have a problem with the letter E. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, okay, they're all not. They all can't be Maseratis.
Hi, you're on the air. Just go ahead and shout out your request.
What can we do for you?
Michelle, I want you to talk about the one where you planned Ken's funeral.
All right, the planning Ken's funeral show.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a real one?
I do remember that.
I remember we were each trying to pick music that we would play at our memorials.
Yeah. And all I know is that when you die, I'm getting something. The station's getting something.
Yes, I built it up. It's gonna do a few things. It's an amount. There's a money amount that I did leave to the station.
Yes.
But it's the perfect amount. You know why?
Is it $22?
You have to. The station has to do something that you're going to hate doing in order to get it. There's a condition in my will, and get this. Here's what's perfect about it. It's not a lot of money, but it's enough to make you want to do it. You'll have to. It's enough to make you not ignore it, but it ain't enough. It's going to disappoint you, and it ain't a lot of money. It's perfect.
So it's $2,500.
You wish. It's perfect. I'm not going to say the name.
It's not even $2,500.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say that. It is. It's north of that.
Oh.
It's north of that.
Okay.
But it ain't enough to change your life. But it's enough to make you do this stupid, stupid thing.
Do like 3 hours of James Taylor.
Oh something? Man, you wish. You're gonna miss James Taylor terribly.
Well, this was your funeral show. She was asking us to talk about my funeral show.
Well, I don't know if you picked out music. I hope I get to speak. I have a few things I want to say, sort of in rebuttal.
Okay.
At your funeral.
No, you're going to be free to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I won't be able to stop you there.
Your family, your wife and kids are going to learn a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
They're going to learn a lot.
This is the All Request 7 Second Delay. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
I'm going to speak for about 4 minutes, and then I'm going to cede the rest of my time to your other wife. So she can speak.
She does not speak English.
She can if you poke her and prod her hard enough.
No.
That's what I've learned.
You're going to have to get a Russian translator. I'm sorry.
Now, at my funeral, the only thing I've requested is that my wife, Beth, sing Nobody Does It Better.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's going to be such a fun funeral.
But I don't know if I could do that anymore because that actually was used in something that was actually on TV, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't. Now it's.
Did you give the idea to somebody?
Well, I mentioned it as a joke at dinner to some guys, and they wrote for a TV show, and it was on. It ended up on their show, and
oh,
now,
man,
I don't want people to think I.
You. Yeah.
It wasn't an original thought.
Who was it? Who did this to you?
Just a couple guys.
What show?
The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
And Marge sings "Nobody Does It Better."
No, or? I think Milhouse's father said something like it. It used a joke, and now I feel embarrassed.
Oh man!
Because yeah, that's the worst thing that for a comedy writer or
yeah.
comedian
oh,
is to think that. I don't want that to be the last thing my friends think of me.
That's
that
the worst.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Just go ahead and shout out your request.
Hi, I'd like you guys to debate whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich.
Okay. Hot dog is a
great
sandwich.
Choice. Now, is this a greatest hits or is this a new song?
It's a new song.
We've never done this?
No, we've never done it.
It feels familiar.
Yeah, it feels like a sandwich to me.
I don't think it satisfies all the requirements to make it a sandwich.
Why not? It's a piece of meat stuck between bread.
Yeah.
Do the two pieces of bread have to be separate for it to be a sandwich? I don't think so.
I think they do, and it has to be flat shaped.
What about a pocket sandwich? What about a pita?
Shut up.
What about... Ouch. Ouch.
What about... Who's winning this argument?
Well, you're hitting me over and over again.
Yeah.
What about a panini?
I'm right.
What about a panini? Is a panini a sandwich?
Well, that's... Now you're completely digressing. You're so off topic.
I'm just saying that
it has nothing to do with a hot dog.
It's a piece of meat between two pieces of bread. Or stuck in between one piece of bread. I just don't think that they need to be two separate pieces of bread to be a sandwich.
Isn't the right answer who cares?
Yes, that's it. Who cares?
I wonder what a hot dog vendor on the corner would answer to that. Excuse me, I promised my wife I'd have a sandwich for lunch. I don't want to be a liar. Are your hot dogs a sandwich?
Hot dog is a sandwich.
You think a vendor would agree?
Yes. To sell a hot dog, yes.
Oh, they'd do anything to sell a hot dog.
Yeah.
Man, they'll do anything to sell a hot dog. If you're horny and you're near a hot dog vendor.
Yeah. If you're horny and you're near a hot dog vendor,
it's
what?
A good thing to remember.
Yeah.
They'll do anything to sell a hot dog.
I see. Well, the switchboard is free now.
I wonder why. I can't imagine why. Can you, Ken?
Hi, you're on the air. Just shout out your request.
201-209.
Getting Jeremiah drunk.
Getting Jeremiah drunk.
201-209-9368.
Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, that was a horrible show.
It was a great show.
We Andy had an assistant named Jeremiah.
Yeah.
It was our first drunk show, so we didn't know what we were doing yet. And Jeremiah went to the Old Town Bar on 18th Street in Manhattan.
And he was live on the air.
Live on the air. And,
listeners were calling and asking him to, telling him what drinks to order.
Right. And everything was going fine. And, you know, by 6:30, 6:45, he was barely slurring his words and just drinking very fast and very heavily. And listeners were calling up and requesting drinks for him. And finally, in the last 5 minutes of the show, he sounded pretty visibly drunk.
But we've perfected that as the years went on.
Then what happened? Somebody was there to take him home, right?
Oh, I don't think we planned that far.
Oh,
ahead.
No. Somebody got him home, and I think he fell down and vomited all over himself.
Oh, yeah. So it had a really funny ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, we built to that.
Yeah, that's how it ended.
But then we...
We perfected it.
Yeah, we did. We got you... We got you drunk.
Right. And I started drinking 45 minutes before the show began.
Yes, we learned our lesson.
Right.
When we were doing live shows.
Right.
The most frightening show, we did a variation of that. The most frightening show, we played a hash brownie roulette.
Right. That was horrible.
We had two brownies on a plate. They looked identical. They smelled identical. One was filled to the brim, overflowing with the hash, and one was a straight-up regular chocolate brownie. And you and I, at the beginning of the show, we spun the plate, and then we each reached for a brownie.
Yeah. And I got the pot brownie.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, you would have ended up in the hospital. You really would have.
And I also, it's important to me to tell my kids I've never been stoned. Just as it's important to you to tell your children you've never not been stoned.
And I have to say that, you know, even as a lifelong pothead, that was a traumatic experience for me. It was way worse than almost dying of alcohol poisoning. With the alcohol show, I just blacked out. But no, with the pot brownie roulette show, I did not black out. And we were on stage. Amy Sedaris was our guest.
Did she take a bite of the brownie?
No. But I was trying to prank you. I was trying to make you believe that you had the pot brownie.
Oh, yeah.
But finally, at 20 minutes to 7, you and Amy Sedaris are talking, and all of a sudden I realized that I had no idea what anybody was talking about, and I also realized that everybody in the theater was looking at me.
Well, that obviously could have been any other night as well.
Yeah.
I know your family was there, and they were worried about you.
Well, no, they weren't worried about me that night. They were worried about me with the alcohol poisoning night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was bad.
Man, why do we do all this?
I don't know. We did
not for the money. We're not getting paid, are we?
Not yet. Nope.
No. Oh yeah, we have to unionize and strike to get paid.
Yeah.
Oh hey, will you remind me to organize and unionize the staff?
Sure.
I keep forgetting to do that.
Right. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll remind you about the sign off you have to do tonight also. It's 7 Second Delay's Greatest Hits. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
We're doing all your favorite old bits from other shows. 201-209-9368. What would you like to hear?
Just shout out your request. Go ahead. Shout it out.
I had a request here. Didn't you all do some various explanation shows in the past with some weather ones? I'm trying to remember how many years ago.
Explanation shows. Do you remember that, Andy?
Explanation shows?
Yeah.
It sounds like a winner. It sounds like a classic.
I don't remember it.
Oh, was that the one where we did explanations?
That would be the one.
Yeah, I remember that very fondly.
You all didn't know, like, certain terms or whatever, and you were trying to define.
I know what it was. It was very specific lingo or slang for different professions.
Right, right, right.
If you worked in something and you had a slang word at your place of business, give us a call, and we would try, and we would see if we could guess what it meant.
Right, talk and shop.
Yeah, that was a good show. Yeah, we could do that again, can't we?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I love talk and shop.
Well, now what y'all are trying to do, just do a little rekindling of some old shows.
Yeah, we're just trying to remember. No, we're just doing our greatest hits.
We're just trying to do our greatest hits to keep the audience happy.
But you know what, Ken? Now that you have dementia kicking in,
yeah,
we can do a lot of these old shows. It'll all be new to you.
Right. Hi, you're on the air. Just go ahead and shout out your request.
Do you remember the one where you asked people for their PIN numbers and basically somebody said that's somebody called in and said that's uninteresting, ask them for their safe words?
I remember that.
We asked people for their safe words that they had with their partners?
Yep. After the PIN numbers.
That sounds great. What a great show.
Yeah. Really, you should do that again.
PIN numbers and safe words.
Yeah. My safe word is kind of counterproductive.
What
it's harder.
That's not a good safe word.
It's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst.
Why don't you
trust me?
Why don't you change that safe word?
Beth won't let me change it. I got talked into it. I knew it was a mistake from the beginning.
Well, caller, what's your safe word?
Parmesan. I just made that up right now.
Okay. That's good. It's a good one.
All right. Thank you, Matt. This is Matt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Good to hear you, Matt.
Ken, you must be worried with your new onset, early onset dementia.
Hey, how does?
Hi. Just shout out your request.
Hey. What? Who?
I don't know.
Who are we talking to?
Tornado.
Tornado.
That's his
tornado.
Safe word. That's your safe word, isn't it?
Tornado is his...
Tornado, please.
Tornado, please. That's his safe word when things are getting out of control.
All right.
It's good to know.
That's an interesting safe word for a kid.
Now, can you talk about tornadoes, perhaps?
Of course
Have you ever experienced a tornado firsthand?
No, I've seen
Thank God.
Funnel...
I was so afraid we'd have to hear a tornado story.
Funnel cloud.
Let me tell you, every tornado story is the same. Thank the Lord we're not going to hear one.
Every tornado story is the same?
Aren't they?
How many tornado stories have you heard?
Oh, there's always...
you got F1 tornadoes, you got F5 tornadoes.
I don't know, it came out of nowhere. There was a dark cloud that got windy.
You've never heard a tornado story, ever. Did you ever see the movie Twister?
Yeah, I loved Twister.
Twister was great. That was the one with Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt was one of the good tornado chasers.
Hey, you don't want to hear my theory?
Yeah.
You know how tornadoes are always hitting trailer parks and ripping them apart?
Yep.
Is this possible? I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not a scientist. But is this possible? Could those parks...
Be causing
the tornadoes?
No.
Trailer parks cause tornadoes?
No.
Isn't there scientifically a way to cause and effect to prove it?
I don't think that, no.
How do you explain it then?
I think you're just talking about there's a lot of trailer parks in the U.S., especially in Tornado Alley, that's all.
And, you mean my theory, you don't even want to explore my theory?
No.
Go to hell.
It's like thinking that socks in a box create mice.
It's hilarious.
You know?
Socks? Socks in a box create mice?
Yeah, they teach you in...
That's not at all the same.
Yes, it is.
No, the more accurate analogy would be, like I'm saying, needles cause cancer. Because every time you see a cancer patient, they're getting a shot.
That's hilarious.
Hey, speaking of cancer, you excited about...
The audience hates your analogy. Andy.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
They hate it.
Hey, you excited about the cigarettes we're giving away?
I can't wait for the
fatal flaws?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, they're 97% cancer-free.
Which is great. That's a huge improvement on the last batch of cigarettes we made.
If you're thinking of starting smoking or you're a regular smoker, stick around because during the big marathon. When is the marathon this year?
It's February 29th to March 15th.
Any way you could push that back?
Nope.
Any way you could?
It's coming right up.
Well, luckily I won't have a conflict with my career.
Oh, because there's no career?
Yeah, luckily my career's in the toilet.
Oh, because you missed the deadline last week.
No, because I handed in a subpar script. Wait, hold on. February, let me just, I'm not kidding. I
think
we're
on the air on March 5th, I believe, and March 12th, maybe.
Fine. Hold on. Wait, marathon. All right.
One.
If I'm not here, I'll send someone. I'll definitely have someone drop by.
March 4th and March 11th. Hi, you're on the air. Just go ahead and shout out your request.
Hey, from this year, I think when you guys had callers call in and pretend to be somebody else, I think if the girl called in to pretend to be the girl's sister, and the other girl was egging her on, telling her what to say.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
That was hilarious. The callers would call in, and then the two would get together, and they call like the girl's sister. And then they pretend to be her. She would pretend to be the girl's sister, even though she wasn't.
It doesn't ring a bell.
That sounds great. It's
awesome.
Well, you know. But you remembering it as hilarious makes me think you're misremembering and you're confusing us with another show.
Maybe right.
Well, thanks for your call.
You know what we did? We did years ago when people would answer their cell phones. We did a show. People would do an impression of their parents, remember? And then we called their parents to see how accurate the impression was.
I blotted that one out. I blot out a lot of these.
Oh, I'm remembering some. It's funny, I'm remembering some. Hey, well, this has been great.
Yeah, you're remembering, thanks for all you're remembering your requests. A lot of stuff that I'm not remembering.
Well, maybe I'm misremembering it. But you guys have been wonderful. And because my career is in the crapper, thanks to CBS, I think I'll be here live next week.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I've arranged that for you.
CBS's loss is WFMU's gain,
I've arranged to be unemployed. And it answers the question, what does Andy now have in common with every other member of the staff here?
What is that?
No day job.
Oh, most of our DJs have day jobs.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, you're in the minority.
Well, we define jobs differently.
I guess we do.
Yeah.
Thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter.
Thanks to Nick, even though we gave him the day off.
Thanks to Hand. Remember listener Hand?
Oh, wait. I have to say something to my wife.
Yes, you do.
I'm on my way, Landau. Button your coat. Wait. Put on your shoes. I'm on my... Oh, my
that
God.
Sucked.
I'm blowing this.
That
wait,
sucked.
Let me do this again.
Yeah.
Put your shoes on, Landau. I'm on my way.
One more time.
Put your shoes on, Landau. I'm on my way.
There we go. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Thanks for all your calls tonight. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
We got a rockin' out, baby. Yeah, we got a rockin' out.